Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In Tamil Nadu, TVK Chief C. Joseph Vijay met Governor Vishwanath Arlekar and staked claim to form the new government in the state. The 51-year-old leader met the governor along with senior leaders of the party, K. A. Sengotaya, N. Anand, CTR Nirmal Kumar, Arun Raj and Adhav Arjuna. TVK has secured 108 seats, falling short of the majority mark by 10 seats. Vijay, who contested from two constituencies, will have to vacate one seat. Earlier in the day, Congress leader Girish Chaurankar met Vijay and submitted a letter of support from five MLAs. In a related development, VCK chief T. Thirumavalan said that his party will soon decide on TVK's invitation to join its alliance. VCK, which currently has two MLAs, is part of the DMK-led front. The governor had earlier told the media that he would take the final decision to call TVK to form the government in a day or two. The swearing-in ceremony of the new BJP government in West Bengal will be held on the 9th of this month at Brigade Parade Ground. According to party sources, the event is expected to be attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and several chief ministers from BJP-ruled states, making it a significant political gathering. More from our correspondent.
The constitutional process of government formation is moving swiftly. The Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal, Manoj Kumar Agarwal, along with representatives of the Election Commission, today met the governor with the gazette notification of the results of all 293 assembly constituencies in the state. The formal process of forming the new government begins only after the governor receives the official election results. The governor may also take a decision on how the interim administrative arrangement will function until the new government is formally sworn in. At the same time, the stand taken by outgoing Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has added a layer of complexity to the situation. Mamata on Tuesday made it clear that she would not go to Raj Bhavan to resign. Against the backdrop of political confrontation, preparations for the administrative transition in Bengal have now entered a decisive phase. Shondipan Dashgupta, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
Meanwhile, Trinamool Congress leader Mamata Banerjee convened a meeting with the party's victorious candidates. The gathering took place at her residence in Kalighat, where 69 out of 80 winning candidates were present. In Assam, Chief Minister Dr. Hemant Biswa Sarma today tendered his resignation to Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya at the Lok Bhavan in Guwahati following the completion of the assembly election process. The resignation has paved the way for the formation of a new government in the state after the declaration of results. Speaking to media later, Dr. Sarma said the governor has accepted the resignation of the Council of Ministers and dissolved the present Legislative Assembly. He added that the governor has asked the outgoing Council of Ministers to continue as a caretaker government until a new government is formed. India and Vietnam have signed multiple agreements in areas including digital technology, rare earths, medical regulation, public sector audit, digital payments and culture and tourism. The MOUs were inked after talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Vietnam's President Tu Lam in New Delhi. In a joint statement, Prime Minister Modi announced that both the nations have decided to elevate their ties to an enhanced comprehensive strategic partnership following wide-ranging discussions. Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has formed a special task force called Cybersuraksha.ai to tackle rising cybersecurity risk linked to artificial intelligence. The move comes amid concerns that advanced AI tools such as Claude Mythos can rapidly identify and potentially exploit system vulnerabilities at scale. SEBI stressed the need for stronger coordination, real-time information sharing, and continuous monitoring to prevent large-scale cyber incidents in the interconnected securities market. And US President Donald Trump has said that the Iran war and blockade could end with a deal, but bombing could intensify if Iran doesn't agree to one. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said that if Iran agrees to give what has been agreed to, then Operation Epic Fury will be at an end. He also added that the US blockade would also allow the Hormuz Strait to be open to all, including Iran. US President also threatened that bombing will resume if Iran doesn't agree to the deal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.